Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. The Blue Water Convention and Visitors Bureau has a new brand, Discover Michigan's Thumb Coast. Joining us right now is the president CEO of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Michael Hensley. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing well. So kind of walk us through the process. How did we get to Discover Michigan's Thumb Coast?
Yeah, so our region is a huge region with a lot to offer visitors. And by looking at some of our branding pieces in 2024, we decided to embark on a strategic plan. Mm-hmm. This plan was very cumbersome. We went through every detail of all the operations, how we look at things, and some of our goals to set for the next 5 years. That plan was adopted in 2025, and one of those goals was to look at a reimagined brand. The company that we went with to conduct our strategic plan is a marketing-faced company. So we looked at some of the holes and things that we needed to address in our marketing scheme, brought them in. They kind of confirmed some of those things, told us about some things that weren't really on our radar, and then ultimately suggested about a cohesive brand. Using that term, Thumb Coast, is a term that's been around for the last, I would say, 12 to 15 years. It's kind of been buzzing around. We have been using it as a nomenclature for this area, and we have decided to move forward with a new brand as Discover Michigan's Thumb Coast. We think that outlining ourselves as a portion of the state is going to be great in-state, but also out-of-state as well. You know, Michigan's a mitten. You can see it from space. It's probably one of the only regions that you can really outline visually on a map. So we're very proud of this brand. We're excited to use it, and we're hoping that, you know, folks get behind it.
So how will people from outside the area and outside the state, for that matter, find Discover Michigan's Thumb Coast? If they're searching for information about the region, how are they going to find it?
Well, you can look on Google. We really are gearing a lot of our advertisement, a lot of our editorial stuff to adhere to AI. You know, it's an emerging trend. People are using it all the time to plan vacations. So we are changing all of our stuff day to day just to make sure that AI is something that's on the forefront of everything that we do. But if you're looking and just wanting to search online, you can go to thumbcoast.org. There we'll have all sorts of information, itineraries, events, restaurants, lodging, boutiques, all sorts of stuff to be able to find what there is to do in our area.
How big of an area does the Convention and Visitors Bureau cover?
Yeah, we cover all the way from like the Algonac, Harsons Island area up through Port Austin, Caseville. So we have a very expansive region. It's one of the bigger ones in the area or in the state. And we are very proud to be able to say, hey, you know, Port Huron is the heart of our region. All the highways lead right into Port Huron, but there's a lot you can do outside of your stay in Port Huron. We encourage you to come back. We encourage you to stay longer. Here's the places you can go. That's kind of been our mantra, and we are going to stick to it, and we just love the ability to say our region as the Thumb Coast is one defined region.
Why not identify it as Port Huron? You mentioned that Port Huron is you know, the most recognizable. It's the hub. It's all roads lead to Port Huron, and all road signs all across the state point you to Port Huron. Why not use Port Huron instead of Thumb Coast?
Well, our travel product is expansive outside of Port Huron. There's a lot of things that bring people to this city, but our ability to be able to say, hey, while you're here, book your trip an extra couple days longer and go visit Marine City, or come into Marine City and then come to Port Huron. We have so many different communities along the coast and inland west of the coast that have all sorts of different personalities. To be able to say, come to Port Huron only, I feel would be a disservice to those personalities and those communities. And travelers are looking for different things to do while they're in our region. So we want to be able to be cognizant of those personalities of those areas and also attract these travelers to those areas if the personality fits the traveler.
Have you gotten any input or feedback from the folks at Pure Michigan? Because their job is to promote the whole state. Your job is to promote this part of the state. Have you been in contact with them about this?
We've been in contact with them over the last year and kind of let them know this was coming. And one of the things that my focus is to get Pure Michigan to look at the east side, specifically the Thumb Coast of the state, more. And they're doing a marvelous job in doing that. They've been helpful in bringing some influencers here over the years, and they just really do a great job in giving us the international space that we need to be able to attract visitors from outside of the U.S.
So should we all stop using blue water when we talk about this region?
No, I think blue water, especially internally, as folks are talking in town, it's part of where we came from. We don't want to use a disservice. But the thing is, when looking to this region as a whole, the blue water area doesn't stand out in terms of defining us from other areas that call themselves the Blue Water area. I'll tell you a story. I was in Seattle a couple of years ago, walking down the street, and I saw Blue Water Tacos somewhere on the other side of the country. So what we're just trying to do, Paul, is let our area stand out more in the very competitive travel market space by calling us the Thumb Coast.
What kind of feedback have you been getting to this?
Mostly positive. People really like the logo. They like the nomenclature. And we are just so excited to be able to hit the ground running. We've been using it, in our blogs and in our editorial stuff and on some of our branding over the last few years, but we're really hitting the ground running by leaning into that Thumb Coast nomenclature.
This is a question probably better for St. Clair County than for you, but the St. Clair County's Blue Water Convention Center. Should that be renamed the Thumb Coast Convention Center?
Yeah, you're right. That's a better question for the county and the convention center. We work very well with the convention center.
Yeah.
That draws a lot of people here. And, we just want to make sure that we have a cohesive relationship.
What can we all do to help promote tourism here in the Thumb Coast?
Tell your friends, your family, your family's friends, your friend's family, just to come and visit. I think we all are walking, moving, talking billboards for our own destinations. And if we can go out and when we're traveling, when we're visiting family, say, hey, you really got to come and see this area. You know, the Wrigley Center just opened up. They've got a rock wall. Or, hey, the plaza down in St. Clair is really moving. And, hey, go visit Lexington. It's a great area. I think if we can really utilize our residents as moving billboards, drawing people to this area, that's going to really, really enhance visitors.
Pretty good timing, too, with summer right around the corner.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Summer's a great time to visit, but it's not the only time, Paul. Yep. Being a year-round destination is a very important piece to standing out in the marketplace. And we have the travel product here in the wintertime. We have some great restaurants. We have some great events and great theater that happens when you are cooped up at home during the snow season. So it's not just summer. It's all year round. And if we can tell our friends and family that, we're really going to draw more visitors.
And just a reminder, bluewater.org is now thumbcoast.org. Right?
Yes, that's correct. If you search it, you'll still get directed to thumbcoast.org. But we were really leaning into telling people to visit thumbcoast.org.
All right. Michael, appreciate you coming in. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Michael Hensley with us here on WPHM, the CEO and president of the Blue Water Convention and Visitors Bureau, Discover Michigan's Thumb Coast.